Final Fantasy VII, let's just say it, continues here on Post-Show Recaps, where we are talking about Crisis Core Reunion, the Final Fantasy VII prequel game featuring your friend and mine, Zach Fair. I am Brooklyn Zed, here with Zadam H himself. Adam, how you doing?
Is this heaven? Are you heaven?
Yeah, my bed of flowers, my generational wealth providing me the opportunity to take care of the community, that's heaven, right?
Yeah. You know what? We should really start a business together of selling that generational wealth and your abilities to produce things that I feel like we would make a lot of money. I have a wagon we could use.
I was going to say, to then get some guy to make you a wagon.
Yeah. I know. I have a wagon guy. We can we can use the wagon. Here we are yet again. Final Fantasy VII will never be over. But, you know, here we are. What is this?
This is the Zach Aerith meet cute. That's what this is.
Okay, but then we like get pulled away and then we're together, but also Aerith and Sang might be like on the side. Like, what's going on there? I don't know. I mean, he knows a lot about her, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but we know why that is.
Yeah, but like Zach doesn't, so you know.
No.
I'm getting in the role of Zadam, Zed. I really am embracing the RP of it all. This is basically an MMO where I'm like really getting into character as Zach. That's why I have this massive sword behind me.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask you about that.
Yeah, well, it just sticks to my back all the time, and it got bigger this last couple days. Uh-huh. It's now the Buster Sword. Congratulations to me.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's, I don't know, like that seems like it's not a cooler sword than the one that I had before.
Well,
like, I don't know why the width of the sword is the part that like is good, because the Buster Sword is like is wider than his face. Like it's massive. Like, yes. You could hide behind that thing. You could press Z and crouch behind that thing.
Well, there you go. It's good for guarding.
It's good for all my, well, no, I have never once pressed the guard button. I could not even tell you what that button is, to be honest. Like, truly, I have no clue whatsoever. I remember when I had to guard once against, what was it, Reno in the church back in Final Fantasy VII. You know, back in Reno remake. There's nothing there.
Let it go.
Yeah, there's nothing there. That was that's a tough start to the podcast when I can't make one of those land early on.
There's a lot of re's in the world of Final Fantasy, especially these days. Remake, reunion. We have Final Fantasy VII Rebirth coming up at the end of this year. That's part two of remake.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know it was coming that soon, Zed. That's Reno, not even that far away.
Reude.
Rude. Oh. Okay. Yeah, just let it go, Zed. That's
See, exactly. Point being, we're meeting Aerith.
We're here with Aerith.
We're hanging out.
Yeah. I love that opening line, Zed. It honestly cracked me up when I started playing this week. And like Zach is already putting the moves on Aerith.
Are you an angel?
Is this heaven? Are you an angel? Is that your Zach impression? Is that?
No, that's young Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, no, I
watch a Star Wars.
No,
Adam.
No,
we
cannot. Listen, last week we talked about Survivor way too much. This week, we cannot do Star Wars because.
Oh, I certainly cannot talk about Star Wars as much as I can talk about Survivor. So yeah. That's it. That's what I got.
Yeah. And yet again, I have not watched a Survivor episode by the time we're recording this podcast. So whatever. And people really hate my takes on Star Wars. So we don't even need to get into that. We'll have pitchforks in the streets coming for me specifically on this podcast. So. I do want to talk at the beginning, though, because I feel like we have to have this conversation at some point. And why not right now, as we are meeting, you know, quote unquote meeting. We've already met her, but we're meeting Aerith for the first time here. Zadam, Zach, whatever, is meeting Aerith for the first time here. And I don't know why this is what stood out to me going through this playthrough. But Aerith's outfit is really the thing that I was like, huh, have we ever seen her shoulders? That's a weird question to ask. I understand that, but
in remake, yes,
we did. Okay, yeah. I might have missed that then.
It depends on what dress you get when you're getting her all dressed up for Don Corneo. But
okay,
if you go all out and she gets the fancy red dress, you definitely see her shoulders.
Yeah, I don't think I did that. I whatever going all out meant, but probably she doesn't... meant some kind of side quest.
It's not a thing you do.
Not a thing that happened for me. Okay, so it really struck me that we like saw her shoulders here, and I maybe it was because I had just like never seen that before. I loved the outfit she was wearing multiple times this playthrough. There were two separate instances where I was like, dang, there's one where there's like kind of a lacy bow on the front, more or less. I don't even know it's not a bow, but like it's tie, it's like string. I don't do outfits, whatever. I'm not that kind of guy, but I did really like it. I thought it was a great look for Aerith. It was very like light and summery. And as the weather for both of us turns to a like a balmy 90 or whatever it is outside,
right now,
it's
yeah.
really gross. And you know, as the weather turns, I love like a nice light summery outfit. It's very fun. I really like that for Aerith. And then there's later on where she's wearing like a blue dress type situation. And I'm not doing this justice in terms of a description, but like it looks really good. So shout out to Aerith. You know, still no rankings yet. Maybe we'll get to that when we get a few more characters, but Aerith is certainly top of the list. I love both of her outfits this time. So there you go. Except yeah. Okay, there you go. That's my takes on Aerith's outfit, and that is roughly half of the notes that I took for both of these chapters, if that tells you anything.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go run around Sector 5 with Aerith, not unlike we do in Remake when we are Cloud. But here we're going to Zach's going to get his wallet stolen.
Okay.
By a pickpocketing child.
We basically open up this chapter. Okay, we meet Aerith, whatever. We're going outside. She's got the flowers. We're hitting on her. Great. And then we get pickpocketed by a stupid little twerpy kid who just walks on by. And Aerith's immediate response was, well, you don't know what his situation is.
That's what I was about to say right now. I didn't even remember she said that.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I'll go take care of him. Maybe he had a good reason for stealing all of your money.
Zachary, you work for Shinra. You'll be fine. This kid needs money to feed his family.
Just ask for it, though. Just like we don't need to steal from just random passersby, especially if Aerith knows this person. Like, is this a play? Like, is this, you know, one of those? Like, is this coordinated? Is Aerith in on this? Like,
maybe this is a scene in Loveless. Oh, you didn't mean that kind of play.
No, not that kind of play. There's no Loveless.
You meant like
here,
a gambit.
Sure. Yeah. Is this some kind of gambit? See, that doesn't sound as good. Or maybe it sounds better. I don't know. Maybe we just have to keep saying gambit. How many gambits can we say this episode?
Nope.
Probably too many. So what we have to go look for our wallet, because I don't really know why. There's important stuff in there, I guess. We needed our wallet. So we go out, and this was one of my least favorite sequences so far in the game. And that's saying quite a bit, because there's some bad stuff that happens later on. We start walking around. We're inside the town area. It's like, oh, I go got it. You know, I can go get the wallet back. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it, Zach. I'll do it. I'll do all the stuff. And then she takes a billion years and we get bored and we're like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to just go do this now. And we go in, and I swear to God, I talked to everyone like three times throughout this whole thing. It would just be, I'm going up to this little shopkeeper and it's like, hey, how are you? I'm Zach. Nice to meet you. This stupid kid stole my wallet. If you see him, just like, you know, maybe stop him and see if I can get my wallet
maybe
back.
Stop him.
Maybe you do something. And then literally, I know this is more times than it actually happened, but I swear to God, it was like 15 times where the immediate next cutscene was the stupid kid running around right past the person that I had asked to help me get my wallet back. And he was like, the kid's too fast. I couldn't do anything. The most incompetent people in the world live in the Sector 5 slums. Like, truly, they are the most incompetent. They didn't do anything. And this was everyone. This was shopkeeper number one, shopkeeper number two, old lady standing around, other young random kid that we're talking to. I mean, this was every single person in this stupid little town square was like, yeah, I'll help you out if I see the kid.
Adam, we
you.
Just talked last week about how we are not fast. I don't know if we really have a leg to stand on not being able to catch a kid.
They didn't even try.
But have you ever chased children? Children are that have nothing but energy.
I actually have had to chase children quite a few times in my life. I worked at a kid's summer camp, one of the summers in college, and I had to do a lot of running after children, and it was exhausting, but I'll tell you what, Zed, their legs are not that long, okay?
I mean, neither are mine. So.
Well, I wasn't going to be the one to say it, but their legs are not that long. Hypothetically, you should be able to catch them. I don't know. Maybe stick a leg out there, trip them a little bit, maybe just... They stole our wallets, Ed. Well, you cannot tell me that tripping a child is worse than stealing the wallet. Would
it's
you rather?
A child, Adam.
I know. That's why it's ridiculous that we're going through this rigmarole a half dozen times with all these different people. Oh my God, it was so many times. And then there was the other young girl who was like, wait, I'll go get him. And then just ghosted us for like 10 minutes and was like, oh, it's no, no. And then we like, oh, should we go look around? And then immediately after we moved from the spot, she came back and she was like, how dare you not trust me to go get the wallet back from you? I mean, these people are just ridiculous. This was so infuriating also because I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know if I was doing the right thing because it felt so, like, helpless just walking around hitting E on a bunch of people and watching them agree to help us and then not help us. Like, that was a 10-minute sequence of events of which I played this game, which just, there was no, like, interactivity. There was no intrigue. There was no nothing. It was just me being frustrated at the most incompetent group of shopkeepers and randos I've ever seen. Like, it was just disgusting. Okay. And then, whatever, we got the guy, we caught him more or less. And he was like, oh, but we need to go beat some worms to get my wallet or something. I don't even know what this was. This was, we needed to kill some baddies because he wanted us to
do an act of service to earn back your wallet,
earn back my wallet, which he stole. There was no earning that happened here, but you know what? We're good. Zadam's a good guy. Okay, we'll go help. We'll help out. We'll kill the worms. It's fine. We'll do your job for you. Okay.
No resentment in your tone of voice whatsoever.
No. I mean, what else do we have this massive sword for that we carry around absolutely everywhere? And so you know, we're going. We kill the worms. The whole while, Aerith is not there, despite the fact that I have it on pretty good authority that she is very capable of being in any combat that is presented to her. I have an inside source on this, and it's called I played with her for hours and she's not doing anything.
Okay, but you have to remember this is before all that.
What do you mean before all that? How long before? What did she just magically gain her powers at the end of this game before the next one? Like, she's already glowing, she's growing the flowers, she's got the whatever inside. I don't even remember if she's an ancient. Ancient implies before, Zed. Ancient does not imply at the end of this game before the next game. That's not what ancient means, okay? She's already got it, and fair she's just enough. Not using it. I don't know. Maybe she needs that big stick or whatever she was holding. We go kill the worms. We get the wallet back because the worms had something in. I don't even know. The worms had something inside them. We get the wallet back. And then the absolute worst part of these two chapters, probably not, I'll be more mad later, but like this freaking kid Bruno, his name is Bruno, by the way.
Yes.
I'm not even gonna make the Encanto Joker reference. I'm not even gonna do
all
it.
We're doing is talking about
all Bruno. We're doing, yeah, well, okay, I guess we are gonna make the okay. This kid Bruno has the absolute audacity, the absolute gumption to read us for filth. He's like, you are so poor. You have no money. Oh, you have nothing in here. This isn't even enough for the medicine that I need. You have nothing. You're so poor and useless. This kid absolutely destroys us emotionally. Apparently, this kid has way more money than we do. Because there was a point before these worms where they were like, do you want to just buy the medicine for this kid's grandpa? Or do you want to kill the worms so that he can, I don't know how the worms played into it, but it was the option of just buying it or killing the worms. And I was like, oh, whatever, I'll just buy it. Thinking classic Adam, avoiding the combat here and just moving forward. And then it was like, you know what? You big stupid idiot. You don't even have enough money to buy the medicine. You're not even good enough. You don't, no job security for you. You have no money to buy this medicine. And so I had to go kill worms to get the medicine for this kid's grandpa, which I can almost guarantee you we're never going to see again. So, you know, whatever. Hope the grandpa's doing fine. But I don't know. This was, I just hated Bruno so much. Maybe like bottom couple character throughout the entirety of all the games that we've played. And then just before we leave, he gives us steel materia as though I'm going to condone theft.
I've literally not once equipped it, I don't think.
I mean, we'll talk about this later. There's a whole freaking mini game where I had to like steal stuff and I didn't even have it equipped. I didn't even do it a single time. So whatever. It was just so dumb. Okay, there you go. That's it. That's all we did in the Sector 5 slums. Accomplished nothing. We did nothing there. We literally could not do a thing. And so we get a call from, I don't even remember who, probably Lazard. He calls us all the time. He is so desperate for my attention. Like, it's kind of, it's a really unflattering quality, Lazard. Like, come on, really. And he's like, all right, come back because we're being attacked by Genesis. I haven't heard that one before. That's a new one. We love being attacked by Genesis. And so naturally, we hop on the highway and decide, you know what? Let's hoof it out because we're going to be able to run all the way there. And so we're fighting random whatevers on the highway. I don't even know. Genesis clones, because they're like miles away from the building. Why are they even out here? Like, how do they know we're coming? You know, miles away out there. And then, of course, after we fight and kill some of them, I believe Angeal is the one that shows up with his winged self, one winged self, maybe two, if it's invisible. We still haven't come to that conclusion yet. We'll see. And he picks us up like a little dainty thing here and flies us away. It's pretty cute. It's pretty cute, like how he's holding us. Like, just, you know, it's very intimate. And he flies us over to the Shinra building. Weird flying happening around here. We get into the Shinra building. We're being attacked by more Genesis clones. Yeah, really uninteresting baddie to have all around there. I don't know what's worse, the clones or the robots, but they're both like, I don't know. I'm kind of out on both of them at this point, but we keep going. We're rounding corridors. We're entering elevators, going up and down, trying to figure out what's going on. And our mission is to get to Hojo, because Hojo is very important. Science stuff. I don't know. I don't know why Hojo is important here, but they were threatening Hojo's life or something. Maybe he was like the goal, or they wanted to get him to work on something. And I was like, I already know that Hojo's going to live. Like, he's in the next game. So I don't know. So we go to Hojo. And when we get there, Hojo's just like, who are you? I don't care about you, you stupid idiot. I'm going to release a bunch of stuff on the ground floor. Better go steal the keys that I implanted in their bodies so you can have some stuff in chests on other floors. And it's like, what are we doing here, Hojo? And so he was like, also, you have 3 minutes or else I'm gonna,
oh, that's right,
I don't know, this, gas him out or something. This was one of the side quests, I believe. Oh, hold on, Ted, I missed something.
Yes,
I forgot that we play forgot that I played a little game earlier called 20 Materia Pickup.
One of my least favorite things in the entire game.
Where I just ran around and spam hit enter the whole time. Just going around in the circle. It was so dumb, and I got like nothing for it. I forget what it even gave me. Probably like an ether or something. I have so much random. Also, what is Soma? I feel like I have so much Soma.
Soma refills your AP, your skill points, for the yellow materia.
I don't think I've used AP a single time.
Interesting.
I don't even know what it would be. I just use the magic. That's MP.
Yes.
What is AP? What do I use it with?
The yellow materia. So things like Assault Twister, or I'm trying to think what other ones you get early in the game. There's one that's called, I think, Power Attack. You have some yellow materia. You probably definitely do.
I don't think I have it equipped, though. I think all the other ones I have, whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Well, a good thing about some of those early, if you have like a fire blade or a blizzard blade, is that they will do AoE damage in a way that low level spells don't. So I actually used it a lot at the beginning. Like, whatever kind of enemies, if I knew I was going to be fighting a lot of robots, I would equip a Thunderblade materia and then just wail on all the robots at once with that, which would make it go faster. So I would take a look before you continue.
Yeah, that is interesting. I really don't think that I have any equipped, but I will take a peek at it. We get in, whatever. I didn't even complete this. I didn't steal a single key from one of those creatures. I just killed them all. And then I realized like a minute into my 3 minutes, I was like, well, I'm not gonna be able to do anything here. So I sat there and got a cup of coffee and let the time expire.
That's crazy to
me. I was just like, it's fine. I went and got a drink and was like, I'll come back to this in a couple
minutes. I distinctly remember getting all five or six or whatever it is in like half the time.
Yeah, but I didn't have the steel materia equipped. Like, it was not possible for me to actually get them.
Couldn't you go into your menu and
equip them? Oh, yeah, 100%.
Adam!
100% I could have done that. Without question, I could have done that. It would have been so easy, actually.
Like, this game, to a degree of no other game that I've played, will constantly let you change your stuff.
Yeah.
You can be in the middle of a fight, practically, and they're like, oh, you want to use this now? Sure, no problem.
Yeah, very accommodating.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. Fun fact for you, I nearly had a mental breakdown with a 20 materia pickup because one of the trophies is you have to attain godlike speed, which is doing the entire route in 15 seconds. No, I think it's under 14 seconds.
I did it in like a minute and a half. Like,
Adam, I spent hours.
No.
Hours doing this stupid little side quest.
That's not even fun. Like, it wasn't even fun the one time I did it.
It actively was not fun.
Oh my God. That would be a disaster.
I created a save file, like, right nearby, and I kept going with the game. And was like, I'll come back to it later. I can't do it right now.
That is... just couldn't be me. Just like, there's just no
way. And the shopkeeper's like, oh, you did a pretty good job, but you could have been faster. And I'm like, listen... I don't have to be doing this at all for you. I'm doing you a favor because your materia guy dropped your materia all over the place.
Probably
because you're a jerk.
Yep. I agree. Yeah. He was also one of the people that just let that kid, freaking Bruno, just walk all over him. Okay. We're back in the Shinra building. We go up to Hojo, up an elevator. And then again, I don't really understand how we get into these fights sometimes. This is not the most nonsensical boss fight of these two chapters, but it is a nonsensical boss fight because we're fighting another summon. This is another Bahamut, I think, which I kind of thought that we already fought.
Yeah, that I don't totally follow. There is regular Bahamut, and this is Bahamut Fury.
Yeah, okay. Why? Like, we don't have enough different names. Like, there are not that many chapters. I feel like we could have come up with something, you know. Some
there's a lot of, like, classic summons that you don't get in this game, so I don't know why they went with two Bahamuts over... Yeah. Shiva or Rama or like many other things that you get across lots and lots of games.
No, give me a King Moogle-mog or whatever. Give me something. I don't need Bahamut.
You'll get a Moogle later.
I don't need Bahamut 10 times. So we fought Bahamut again. Easy fight. This was a very easy fight. Bahamut almost did nothing. And maybe it was just because the slot machine popped off during this one where I feel like I just got, you know, nonstop. They're not limits. What are they called? They're just not. Maybe they are limits. Nonstop abilities that I got to use.
Yeah, it sort of depends. Sometimes it's limits. Sometimes the numbers hit, and it's just like, oh, you leveled up. Yeah. Sometimes certain numbers are like, well, now you're indestructible, or you have like the endure status, or all your hits will be critical, which are not necessarily limit breaks, but are various like boosts.
I got air raid after air raid after air raid after air raid. We were absolutely blowing this guy out of the sky. So there you go. That's Bahamut. And I believe that's basically the end of the fourth chapter. What a stupid chapter this was. Like, you know, maybe top tier moment of like being delicately held by Angeal as we fly through the Midgar sky. That like was really intimate and really cute. But other than that, like this was and you know, hitting on Aerith throughout our little foray into Sector 5. But and I love that we're, you know, thinking about starting a flower business. We're like really getting into it together. We're gonna pick up the wagon, and I'm sure that's gonna go great. That's gonna be our entire focus of the next chapter. Yeah, there's chapter four.
There's chapter four. You can also make her two additional wagons that I'm sure you didn't do.
I don't even think I made her one wagon.
I think you have to make her one, don't you? I don't know. We'll get there. We're going to talk about Chapter 5 and Flower Wagons right after this quick break. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. We're talking wagons. We're talking flowers. We're talking time with Aerith. Talk to me about Chapter 5, Adam.
Okay, but like, yeah, okay, so we're in there. We get this call. It's like, all right, you got to go do something else. Something else came up that's important, probably related to Angeal or Sephiroth or... the plot is, I'm totally lost on the plot here. I know we're like trying to go find Genesis and figure out what's going on there, but like other than that, I'm lost in the sauce. I have no idea what's going on. And like to that end, we get a call from Aerith that's like, hey, we you know, come help with the wagon, you know, now that your attack is done or whatever. And I was like, little needy to be calling on the night that we met, Aerith. Like, we were just together all day. I go off, I save the whole Shinra building, and now after that, you're like, hey, wagon time. Like, it's not even a booty call, it's a wagon call. Like, what's going on here? But we're busy because we have to go with Sung and some other Shinra folk, some soldiers, to...
Bodeoheim.
I whiffed that every time I said it. I've been calling this the mobile home for a while.
okay.
So we head to Bodeoheim. Yeah. And on our way, we're in the chopper, and it gets blown up. It gets during a cutscene. It gets attacked or just spontaneously combusts in some capacity. Everyone inside is fine. Don't even worry about everyone inside. We crash land on a mountain. And again, everyone's fine. The fire that they showed was really weak sauce, to be honest with you. And we get there and they're like, okay, well, everything's fine. But we got to make up this lost time because we would have already landed in Bodeoheim. So let's kick it into gear and start running.
Hustle your butt up the mountain.
Yeah. Why did it get... like on fire? Why was this helicopter exploded? There's nothing. There was no explanation for this whatsoever. There's nothing. It just happened. It was nothing. What was this, Ed? There was nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's nothing even to know. It just gets attacked and goes down for some reason. And yet everyone's fine. I'm not even injured. I have full health and full whatever. Great. So we're there. We keep going.
Would you be if you got knocked out of the sky and through events that you couldn't control, your health was messed up?
Listen, there are plenty of events that I could not control. Okay, so we're continuing there. We're walking all throughout the mountains and the snowy passes and having discussions with people. And who should we be discussing with about? That's a terrible start of a sentence. Who should be there in our discussions? But a one, Cloud Strife.
There he is, and you hear his voice before you see his face.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing his, you know, Shinra grunt soldier outfit. I was gonna say costume, uniform.
Costume.
But you hear that voice, and I was like, it's Cloud. There he is. There he is.
And you recognize that I did recognize the voice almost immediately, but my one complaint, not nearly enough grunting from Cloud. I mean, I had become so used to every single time anyone says anything to him, he'd be like, oh, like, you know, you, oh, like there's, you know, some kind of grunt happening there. And we got almost none.
Starry eyed kid. He's not as jaded as he is by the time.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the big changes that happens at the end of this game. Okay. So Aerith gets her powers. Cloud gets jaded. Well, I don't even know what happens. I don't know what happens at the end of this game. So we'll see.
Neither do I. I still haven't finished.
Zed, you've been doing this for weeks. What do you mean you still haven't finished it?
I truly have been sitting at the final save point of this game for at least 2 weeks.
Why?
I'm doing all the missions, Adam.
Oh my god.
I have spent, since last we talked, probably certainly at least 6 hours, maybe 9 hours, just doing missions.
That's longer than I've played the entire game for.
I'm so at far. Almost 75% mission completion.
Almost 75%?
Of the 300 missions. Everything I'm doing now is 8, 9, 10 stars. It's miserable.
I'm in so much pain just hearing about that. Like, that actually, like, is physically hurting me.
It's going great.
I
have one more shop to unlock. Just one.
What do you... I haven't gone to the shops a single time also. It's maybe... okay. It's just ridiculous. This is not behavior that, like, I can condone in any capacity. So, you know what you're doing. You're doing this to yourself. There's no one to blame but you in this scenario.
Yeah, but it could be so satisfying.
No, it's just not, though, is the thing. Because there's always going to be something else to complete. That's the problem.
No, but that's the thing. You get that platinum trophy. You did all of it.
And then what?
And then you replay Remake to talk about it on a podcast. You, apparently, is what I do. So
okay, you want to do Remake again after this?
No, I really don't.
Yeah. Okay, so we're continuing. We're talking with Cloud, who's like, I'm going to be a great soldier one day. I'm gonna be so special. I'm going to be a special little boy.
He's going to be the very best.
He's going to be the best boy.
Like,
and
no one ever was.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we're throwing a lot of stuff all over the place today. There was a there was a cover that I watched this last week on YouTube of the Pokemon theme song. I don't even know how I got there. Someone sent it to me. It was like an a cappella cover, and it was really, really good. Anyway, I don't even understand how stuff like that comes up on this podcast, but here we are. We continue walking. This is so boring. More snowy paths. We're fighting random stuff along the way. And then we get to where we're going, more or less. We get to the mobile home, and it turns out there's a bunch of random stuff hidden everywhere. And there are some guards here that we are like trying to hide from to get the stuff that's inside. And okay, we just minigame it, but you know, I don't even know how to like logically justify any of what is about to happen in this game. But number one, we're trying to get to the chests because there are chests all around and we have to get to the chest, but we cannot be seen by the three replenishable guards that are patrolling this particular space. And if we are seen by them, we must fight them to the death. But don't worry, they'll be back.
Respawn. And after you fight them, or before you fight them, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. They will take something out of just one of the chests.
Well, so, yeah, this is the part that just makes no sense. After we kill them, after that like scene is the cutscene of them discovering one of the chests and taking the item out that you can't get. Okay, Zed. I forgot to mention the other part of this. Also, we might get a little chilly. And if we do, we have to do some
classic
squats.
Throwback to OG mm-hmm. FF7 of mm-hmm. climbing Mount Gaia. And you gotta press square over and over again to keep yourself warm at the little red flags.
Yes, except this time it is just a slightly off the path of where we were just walking for extended amounts of time. And so we can crouch behind stuff.
In your tank top, your turtle tank.
I like that we didn't change our outfit for this. I like that. We have a set look and we have to adhere to that. So that's I liked that consistency. I failed this miserably to the surprise of absolutely no one. I think I fought them like three or four times, and I think they just took pity on me and just moved the scene forward because I think I accomplished one of the chests. Like, I took one thing out from the chest that was like on the very left, like whatever that first one was. Uh-huh. I just waited for the guards to move and then I walked over there. And then after that point, I didn't know where the chests were. And I like really did not care enough to sit there and watch their progression to try and like figure out where to go and hide behind stuff. And so I just, you know, I think it was like the fourth time I just ran headfirst and was like, let's fight again. And so I killed a bunch of guards there, got almost none of the stuff. And then we went down inside. There you go. That was the mini game. I didn't even understand why we were playing it. It really did not make a ton of sense to me at all. This wasn't fun, nor was it enjoyable.
This is what I've said to you before, is there's so many mini games in this game and like none of them are fun, and almost all of them are things you have to do perfectly to get a trophy if you are trophy hunting. Mm-hmm. So I did have to do the little get the chests, and if you mess it up, you have to reload your game because you can't just start it over. So I had to sneak around that place a handful of times because you, and you have to do it, you kind of have to do the first couple moves very quickly because there's only like one break in their little set route where they're all looking away from you. And if you miss it that first time, it like doesn't happen again. It's very annoying, but not nearly as bad in my opinion as several of the other ones.
I wasn't good. I'm totally fine with brute forcing a lot of these mini games.
At least you can just plow your way through it and move on and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Cause I have no aspirations of trophies or whatever. It's, you know, as long as we get to the end of the game, that is my trophy. Like that, you know, as long as we get there. That's it. Okay. So then we go into this big warehouse because there's a huge warehouse here for some reason. Is there a bathhouse in this? Am I missing a bathhouse?
There's a bathhouse somewhere. I don't think we've gotten to it yet. But
okay.
Yes,
we haven't gotten to the bathhouse. Well, this, it all blurred together for me because we like went into this big warehouse. We might've gone out and then into another building. We're going up and down, you know, elevators and escalators. And then we have our first of two boss fights I have in this chapter, another Genesis thing, or maybe the Genesis or a clone. I don't know. I have no idea, but we're fighting another Genesis. Stop me if you've heard this before. We're fighting Genesis.
Correct.
Every time. This was a tougher fight because I feel like I like really struggled to do to like avoid the massive amount of damage that Genesis was doing. Doing damage to Genesis was not super difficult, but maybe it's because I don't have, you know, the best armor or am underleveled from only doing some of the missions. I did like 5 missions this time set.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, it might have been 4, but I did some. Maybe it was 3. I don't know. I did some missions throughout this. There were a couple times. Also, 36 minutes in is when I'm going to bring this up. There was a point throughout these two chapters where I messaged you, Zed. I was like, you know what? Time to message my good friend Zed about the game. And it was right after I'd finished chapter 4. And I was at a save point. I was like, my dearest Zed, I have a question. You know, we're always talking about these missions and whatnot. And in your infinite wisdom, do you think that I should continue on with the main story or grind missions for content for the podcast?
Okay, just to be perfectly
and
clear.
For your own satisfaction, because it is my goal on this podcast to please you and make sure that you are happy with my performance.
The
in this
lies
game.
And deceit and, that are spewing and, from your mouth right
and
now.
And your response was like, Adam, you big stupid idiot, there is no reason to do these missions. I hate missions. I would never do these missions. Keep on with the story. That's a direct quote.
Don't make me post screenshots because I'll do it. You said I've done one chapter and some missions. I can either try to do another chapter, which could definitely happen, or I could spend some time doing missions. I said do the story chapter, and you said let the record state that you don't want me to do the missions. And I said, that's not what I said, but missions are not allowed to
Listen,
talk about.
Okay. It was the subtext. I was reading out the subtext of what everyone was thinking, you know? But I did.
Of course I want you to do missions, but you need to do the content that is worth talking about. And then if you also do some missions to the benefit of your gameplay, that is separate.
Well, the benefit of the gameplay has never been a priority for me.
Yeah, but then you complain about things being confusing or difficult you don't have the resources you need.
Are the missions going to add any level of clarity for the story? Because
no,
I'm telling you. I have not had that experience with the couple that I've done. Anyway, we're fighting Genesis, another Genesis here. Maybe I need to get some better armor because I feel like Genesis was doing a ton of damage to me, but I was also doing a ton of damage to Genesis, so I don't know. This was a tougher fight, probably the toughest up to this point. I do think that the two boss fights in this chapter are the two hardest that I've had so far, which, you know, tracks in terms of progression. That's not like a surprising thing by any means, but all the other ones have been pretty easy up to this point, and now this is something a little bit more difficult. So that's, you know, there you go. We beat Genesis, but also Genesis gets away. And then also Genesis imbues within us because now we could go full Genesis mode, which I have no idea what that even means. But sometimes my slot machine will be like, hey, Genesis time.
Yeah, it turns red and like some black feathers fall.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, though. I don't even know what it does for me, but it does something. And sometimes they can get Genesis mode, which is a much cooler situation than me randomly cutscening to call it an air raid. So there you go. We keep going. Maybe this is when we get to our bathhouse because we're into the town and we go in. Yeah, I think this is when we get to our bathhouse. We're in mobile home. We go into the bathhouse. We are looking. We're looking for Angeal, but also Genesis, but also maybe Sephiroth. I don't know. You know, we're going, we're into the bathhouse. We spent a lot of time in the bathhouse, a weird amount of time to spend in a bathhouse. Also, why are we in a bathhouse?
That is now defunct.
Like, yeah, this it's whole not even a functional bathhouse. Empty. I couldn't even take a bath. And I'm probably was disgusting for the amount of people that I've killed all over the place. And there's probably blood and guts everywhere. It's probably gross.
Well, maybe you're not sweating too much because you're wearing a tank top in the
mountains. Oh, that's true. Okay, so not a lot of sweat, but there's got to be some grime. Not once seen Zach take a shower. So, like, I don't know. Maybe this would have been a great opportunity in the bathhouse, but the bathhouse doesn't work. But you know who's there in the bathhouse? Angeal is at the end of the road over some pipes from the bathhouse. Again, I ask, why is he here? That's like the one thing that I had missed the entire time. Why are we even in mobile home? Like, what's here? The answer is Angeal. Uh-huh. He's there. And we have this little conversation with Angeal. But he then decides that it is like time for a boss fight. Which is a very confusing. So I think Hollander is there as well, and we're talking about like, oh, I'm a monster. We're back to the same old thing that Angeal's all on about. It's all about him, you know. Monster honor dreams. Yeah. Not to be confused with monster offer dreams, but and then he transforms, or rather, we unleash a little petting zoo of creatures to come out, and Angeal's like. Time to freaking animorphs this, and they all like come together, and then Angeal looks gross and we start fighting him. Now the impetus for this boss fight was Angeal like just wanting to test us or something. Like, we're there and Angeal was like, I'm the monster, and Hollander was like, I don't even know. Hollander's such a nothing person. Like, what, like second tier scientist in a game like this? This is like just gross. But they have this whole big conversation, and then the cavalry of animals comes by. Angeal friggin' slurps them all up, and it's gross, it's really disgusting. Then he's revealed, and then we boss fight Angeal. Like, what? Why are we fighting him like this? Who cares what's going on here? Like, what are we trying to accomplish here? It just makes no sense. That being said, very difficult fight. This was easily the hardest fight up to this point. I died a lot of times. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, some like seven deadly sins element happening here. I saw a lot of like greed and lust and sloth and whatever, all the seven of them. I don't know if I could list them all. That's not interesting to even try. He was doing all seven. Some of them were really nasty. The greed one where he just like, I just kept running after me. Like, I couldn't guard it or dodge it or run away or anything. It just like hit me for a ton of damage. A lot of these were doing a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. That was like easily the hardest part of this. I died a lot of times. It was decently easy enough to do damage to Angeal because both fire and ice, I think was the other one, did extra damage. Like, he was vulnerable to those two, and those are, you know, I have those leveled up pretty well and was using them pretty consistently. So like the, you know, it's easy enough to do damage to Angeal. He had a lot of health though, but he did a ton of damage, and so there were some lasers shooting out of his butt that happened all the time when I was trying to get critical hits back there. He'd be throwing feathers after me. Those were actually easy enough to dodge. He had a freaking chain whip out there that had like, you know, 30-foot reach or something that he was like smacking me around with, dealing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points of damage very quickly. I only have like 2,200 health at this point, and so something that would do like 600 or 700 points of damage in uh-huh. one hit is like, oof. Then I have to like stand there like an idiot and heal myself, which takes a million years. Cloud was much faster at using magic than Zach is, so I don't know. Maybe there's something to be said there. And then it was also very frustrating because one of his like abilities or attack, I don't know the difference between like abilities or whatever. One of his abilities basically drained my MP and then also made it so my my slot machine was broken. He broke the slot machine. And so we had to fix that. I think a remedy is
with
what
a remedy.
I
mm-hmm, there. Very good.
Yeah, look at me learning the stuff. I'm doing it. It's good because I have like 15 remedies that I hadn't used a single time before. So we're starting to use those. Also, I need a way to figure out how to get more elixirs because those are good stuff. I had to use like 2 elixirs in the time that I actually beat him because it just refills everything. So give me more of those. Where do I find? No, don't. No. I see where you're going with this. You know exactly what you did. Everyone else knows exactly what you did too. See, people, everything I tell is truth on this podcast. So I just need more elixirs and I refuse to do the mini games or the missions.
I just need more stuff and I refuse to do the things that will get me more stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that's a really good summary. Uh-huh. Eventually after probably it was probably 7 or 8 times. There was one time I got so close and then he just one shot me with the laser out the butt right as I was about to get like the final hit. It was so frustrating because there's a point in almost every fight where I'm like really starting to get low on resources, but also they are really low. And one of Angeal's abilities was to heal himself. I don't know if it was like lust or whatever. He was able to like heal himself. Maybe it was sloth. And I was like, okay, I could sit here and heal myself, but then also you're going to sit over there and heal yourself. And those are not equal because you could do a lot more damage than I can. And you have way more HP than I do. And so I was like, okay, I just have to finish him off and just keep going. And I got so close one time and then ultimately he just wrecked me in one shot. But this was a tough fight. This was, you know, like I said, hardest fight yet. But also stupidest fight yet. Cause I didn't really understand why we were doing this. Like this felt literally just like a test. That Angeal was like, do you want to see what I can do? You're going to see what I have become. I'm a monster. Also, we kept the wing in the there's still a wing there, but there's,
you know, monsters have wings.
Yeah. I don't know if I subscribe to that logic. I think I'm out on the monsters have wings. Do you think all monsters have wings or all?
No, I think that is purely the logic of this game.
Okay. Okay. What do you think is like the one characteristic that all monsters share?
Well, then you have to talk about like, what is a monster?
Yeah.
Like what are things you would categorize as monsters?
Yeah.
I would categorize Mitch McConnell as a monster, but he doesn't have wings.
Doesn't have wings. I have a shell though. I don't know. Wrinkles? Is that? Did Angeal have wrinkles? I don't know.
This is a rabbit hole we do not have time to go down today.
It's true, although I've been accused as of late of not being one of the more leftist podcasters on PSR. And I need to,
That's an argument from like a month ago. And I apologized for that later.
No, but it's been resurfaced and I didn't hear it a month ago. So that's, you know.
Also, I didn't accuse anybody of anything.
It felt like an accusation. It's all.
Can't relitigate this right now.
Listen, it's our podcast. We can relitigate whatever you want.
You're the one who has things to do.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I'm the problem. I really am. That's okay. We're like basically at the end here.
Adam said it, not me. He's the problem.
We need to cut that part out. Actually, can we? That's like the end of the chapter though, because we fight Angeal. Great. We keep going. We just keep fighting. This fight lasted a long time. This is important. We, at the end of this fight, because we proved also Angeal's fine at the end of this fight, by the way, which still like annoys me to no end here, but Angeal's fine. He's back to his normal one wing itself and he gives us the Buster Sword. And so I had complained, I believe it was chapter 2 or I don't even remember which specific chapter. We went to wherever his place was and his mom was gatekeeping that Buster Sword. We finally got it. We get the Buster Sword. It's just massive. It looks so dumb on the back. Like, I know it's so iconic, but I'm so sorry. It just looks terrible. Zach's other sword like looks cooler objectively. Like, I don't know how else to say that, but his original sword looks so much cooler than the Buster Sword.
Interesting.
But you know, Angeal gives it to us, even though Angeal's going to be fine. There you go. Also, I think we see Aerith come back again and I don't know where that's going, but
you're gonna have another weapon next chapter and I look forward to your feelings about it.
Oh, we get more weapons. Okay. Oh yeah, eventually we got to put this Buster Sword, we got to give the Buster Sword away to Cloud. It'll be interesting as well to see how much more Cloud we get in this game. I definitely think we're going to see more. I don't know exactly in what capacity. And then I do think we're going to see quite a bit more Aerith. I will say, one of the things that I have like really been not frustrated by, but it's living large that we are missing it. The idea of having multiple characters that I can play as in combat. I feel like that was maybe an underrated part of the game in Remake, something that I like hadn't really considered just because I hadn't played a lot of these types of games. But I really did appreciate that we were able to move between characters pretty flawlessly. I could really have a lot of strategy in terms of who had what, where I wanted to position everybody, if they were further away, ranged versus melee, whatever. I really appreciated that part. And that's just not something that we're getting in this game. And I think that it's really lacking because of that in a way that I would not have otherwise realized if you were to just say it in theory or hypothetically. I think like actually experiencing it has been missing something. It's been lacking something. So, and it's unfortunate because we have like a lot of the same character. So I don't know.
We have our friends.
Yeah. We've got the squad. Like Aerith is not useless. She's actually very powerful. I loved playing as her. We have Cloud there. I don't know. Like we should have the ability to play as more people, but we don't, unfortunately.
This probably again goes back to it being originally a PSP game. So it had to, I don't know all the like tech behind it, but it was a lighter game platform compared with the full grown PlayStation, for instance. And we're coming at it from a perspective of now where like I can play Final Fantasy 1-6 on my telephone.
Yeah.
So, with different times.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is where we are at after this week. That's chapters 4 and 5. I think next week, just do chapter 6, Protect Your Honor.
Oh.
Of course. And then you'll have time to do some missions, which I do think will help you because as the game gets harder, you're going to have done some just so that you do have more stuff. Some of the missions will unlock shops, which will give you access to more things. You will just level up somewhat from using the DMW more by being in combat in all these missions. Mm-hmm. The missions all have chests that have cool stuff in them. So it's all, while it is not directly story related, it is useful. And I think is going to hopefully ease some of the frustration later. You don't obviously have to go as overboard as I have, where like the main fights in the game are all cakewalks for me because I've done so many missions, but it will hopefully help you. And you do have access to a shop where you can buy potions. Ooh. I know that much.
Well, I have so many potions. I have like probably 30 or 40 different potions of various degrees.
Okay.
So, also I don't think we really have to worry about me going overboard and doing too many missions. I don't think I'm not super worried about that happening.
Yeah, no, I'm not either, but it would probably behoove you to do some missions. So there, now I have also said that on the podcast.
Okay. Wow, what a retraction from what you said earlier.
That this is not a retraction of anything.
It's so different. This is my God. Just wildly different narratives coming at me from all angles here. I don't even know what to believe.
Okay, so next week, Adam, you'll play chapter 6 and you'll do some missions. You want to tell people what else you have going on these days?
Yeah, busy times in the life. So you can find me on Twitter, PMAdam1. Those are all, I'll post all the places that I'm there. I'll retweet a bunch of stuff there as well. You can also find me over at One Indescribable Podcast, where I'm talking with Todd and Lindy about a couple different shows. We just finished our coverage of Up Here, so that was super fun. And then we also are almost done with season 1 of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. So we had the amazing Emily Reed on this past week. We're going to be having the incredible Felipe on this upcoming week for the season 1 finale, so that's super fun. In the post-show recaps world, again, all over the place, talking about Schmigadoon with Todd as well, season 2. That's been super fun. It's been really, really good actually as well. So definitely go check that out. Season 2 of How I Met Your Father with the amazing Sarah Ferguson. We're talking about that there. Doctor Who with Kevin Mateo and Melissa Woodward. We just did Voyage of the Damned this past week, so go check that out over there. And then later today, although it will have been yesterday by the time that this releases, I will be live talking about Succession season 4 episode 3 with Josh Wigler and Jessica Sterling. So very excited to dip my toes into the world of Succession over there. So those are all the places where I'm at. Very busy week trying to keep myself doing stuff.
You can find me, besides this podcast, talking about and getting in trouble for yelling about leftist opinions on the Extrapolations podcast with DJ LaBelle Klein, aka Troy. That's over in addition to the main feed, you can find it in the Binge Show Recaps feed. I've heard tell that we're trying to do an Apple TV feed, which would be nice because you could find it there probably a little more easily, alongside Schmigadoon. Right? Schmigadoon's Apple TV.
It is Apple TV. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff on Apple TV that's great.
Mythic Quest. Lots of good stuff to go check out over there. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Ted Lasso airing right now. I'm still catching up. What else? I was just on the Silent Podcast, Taskmaster Australia, talking about the series finale, season series. I don't know what you call it when the show uses the British.
We use series in Doctor Who is what we use. Or at least that's what I use.
So what happens when you finish a TV show? That's still also just a series finale? Like, what do you call the entirety of the show? I don't know.
Okay, well, to be fair, we're never going to be done with Doctor Who. That's just
here in America, we have finished the first season of Taskmaster Australia, and I talked about that with Sean and Sarah. That episode hasn't dropped yet, but it should be out soon. That was a lot of fun. I think that's it for me right now. Hopefully more stuff coming up soon. TV is always evolving. New shows always popping up here and there. So that's it for me, though. You can find me at Hard Rock Hope on Twitter and Instagram and twitch.tv/HardRockHope, where I will continue churning out more Crisis Core missions that Adam will never, ever play. Mm-mm. So if you need that in your life, no one needs that in their life, but if you want to come hang out with me while I'm doing those missions and yelling at murder birds, that's where you can find me. So next week, one more time, just to say chapter 6 and some missions from Adam, and we will see you then. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.